ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ناجيتم الرسول فقدموا بين يدي نجواكم صدقة. وروى عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج فزار قبري بعد موتي كان كمن زارني في حياتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. میرے محترم دوستو، بزرگو، بھائیو، الحمدللہ آج ذی الحجہ کی پہلی تاریخ ہو چکی بخاری شریف کی روایت ہے کہ یہ پہلے 10 دن کی بڑی فضیلت ہے اللہ کو ان دنوں میں تسبیحات، تحلیلات، عبادتیں، ذکر اللہ، اللہ کو بہت ہی زیادہ محبوب ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالی لفظ عبادت much more in these days from first Zilhijja till 10 Zilhijja than other days. Mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, to fast in these days, there is a great reward, especially first 9 days until Arafat. Including Arafat day, first 9 days, if a person fasts, the reward of each fast, equal of 1 year fasting. Reward of each fast. Today the first day. Already half day is past now. Tomorrow second. Reward of each fast. Equal of 1 year fasting. It's great reward, subhanAllah. And from first Zilhijjah till 10 Zilhijjah, every night ibadat is like ibadat of Shab-e-Qadr. The night of Qadr. So easy for us to get reward from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just to wake up for tahajjud, for the tahri. This country mein to roza rakhna bhi bada asaan hai. Very, very easy to keep fast. Very, very easy to fast. Especially these days, nowadays, from tomorrow, the hour is going to change also. The day will become more shorter than today. Just get up with tahajjud, subhanallah. Do sahri, perform your 2, 4, 8, 6, 8 rakat tahajjud namaz. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get the reward of Shab-e-Qadr. The hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi. And especially the day of Arafah, which is coming on the 9th Zilhijjah, will be on Saturday. Very, very easy. Especially for the youngsters. No school. Day of Arafah, if you pass, reward of 1 year fasting, the night is like Shab-e-Qadr. And Allah will forgive 1 year past, 1 year future, one year future, since Allah is going to forgive in that day also. Do saal ke guna maaf ho jate hain. So easy for us to gain reward. So easy for us to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah hame taufeeq ata farmaye. We always hear the ahadith, the authentic ahadith. But the main thing is to practice on it. Practice. So is sunnat, mustahab, sunnat, mustahab, karte, karne wale waliullah ban gaye. Allah ke mehboob ban gaye. Allah give us taufeeq to practice. And also mentioned the hadith in Ibn Majah, the person who's doing qurbani, slaughtering qurbani on Eid day, for him also mustahab not to cut the nails and the hay of the body from first Dhul Hijjah. Mustahab.
mustahab from first Dhul Hijjah till until you slaughter your qurbani. That is the resemblance between us and between those who are standing in Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah and Mina. This is the mushabahat. They not cutting the hairs of the body and the nails. Similar, we also resembling with them. So inshallah, we will get the reward also just to resemble with them. Tere mahbub ki ya Rab shabahat leke aya ho, haqeeqat tu usko kar de surat leke aya ho. I am not in Medina, I am not in Mina, I am not in Arafat, I am not in Muzdalifah, I am at home. But ya Allah, I am also resembling Lai Zahadi. Ay Allah, you must accept also. Accept us also, ya Allah. Aadmi, apna ish, apni muhabbat batake to dekhe. He must show his love to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. That he has so much love with Allah. He's practicing the small, the mustahab and sunnah things. May Allah give us topic to practice. Jis par zakat wajib hai, us par qurbani wajib hai. You must remember, the zakat is compulsory on you, then the qurbani also compulsory. You can do part of the seven shay or one shay. For example, one goat, one sheep, or joint with somebody, become one part of the shay of the big animal. Cow. There is seven shay. Nay, ghar ke bachon ke liye bhi qurbani kar do. It's not wajib on them, but there's so much reward. So much reward. Especially, that so many youngsters, they're not yet married. They have their own accounts, they have the money. They can also slaughter, but they're waiting for the father, and the father waiting for them. And they're not also slaughtering. It's a major sin for them. So, that's the responsibility for the father to ask them if they had money. The amount of zakat become wajib, then the qurbani is wajib on the youngsters who became baligh, who are called mature. Un par bhi qurbani wajib hai. Isi tarah, very very important, most of the wives have money. Agar husband kar de wife ki taraf se to mashallah noorun ala noor hai, lekin uske paas agar paise hain, pounds hain, aur wo itne hain jaise zakat wajib ho jati hai, to aisi surat mein us biwi par bhi, us aurat par bhi qurbani wajib hai. Agar qurbani nahi karti to usko gunah ho. Qurbani ke sirf 3 din hai. Some people ask me the masala that I can give this money, the qurbani money, to the poor people, that they can spend this money not for sacrificing, to buy some groceries, or you buy groceries and give some poor people. Is not allowed to do that. Qurbani ke dino mein qurbani hi wajib hai. Us paise se qurbani hi karni padegi. Sadaqa is not the replacement of the qurbani. You remember the masla? Isliye aap keh rahe hain mere paas qurbani wajib hai, main us paise ko abhi Turkey mein earthquake hua maine de diya. Nahi bhai, haan agar koi responsibility leta hai, responsibility is somebody taking responsibility from you that I'm taking your money and I will do qurbani there for them, no problem. Most welcome. But you giving as a charity
is not allowed.
You can do some more charity, but not the qurbani. Qurbani is wajib on you. You have to sacrifice the qurbani, or you give money somebody to sacrifice the qurbani animal behalf of you.
ये बहुत जरूरी है.
कुर्बानी के मसाइल मोस्ट ऑफ द यंगस्टर्स डजंट नो दैट. इफ दे बिकेम मैच्योर एंड दे हैड मनी
देन दे हैव टू डू देयर ओन कुर्बानी आल्सो, अदरवाइज दे विल मेक इट सेम.
व्हाट नबी अलैहिस्सलाम से जिस पर कुर्बानी वाजिब है और वो कुर्बानी नहीं करता है, वो मेरी ईदगाह में नमाज पढ़ने के लिए नहीं आवे. If the qurbani is wajib on you, and if you do not cut, if you do not slaughter animal on the day of qurbani, or the 3 days of qurbani, then do not come to my masjid or to the place of idha to perform Eid namaz.
Isliye, ye masail malum karein. There's no time to mention the more masail about it. You must go to the ulama and ask the masail about the qurbani. Very, very important.
So I was saying last Friday that when you complete your Hajj, then how many days you going to remain in Makkah Mukarramah? You perform your namaz time to time with Jamaat in Haram. Then most of the time you must spend for the Tawaf. For the Ghair Makki, those who living out of Makkah, if they go to perform Hajj, Ajami people, very, very important for them that they must perform tawaf, then the nafal namaz. Tawaf is much reward. You will get so much reward than nafal namaz. Then, whenever time comes to go Madina Munawwara, you completed your Hajj, now you're turning towards the Madina Munawwara. Subhanallah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi. Narrator name Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, man hajja, whosoever perform hajj, fazara qabri ba'da mawti, and they come to visit my qabr after my death. They come and visit my grave after my death. Kana kaman zarani fi hayati, is like they visited me while I am alive. Subhanallah. منظار قبري وجبت شفاعتي او كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم whosoever come and visit my grave, visit me, visit Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت شفاعتي, my intercession will be compulsory for him. I will make shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah for him to admit him in Jannah. Subhanallah. So we start our journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara. Subhanallah. On the way, do not waste your time. Whenever you go for Umrah, for Hajj, you must remember on the way, maybe sometimes 5 hours journey, 6-7 hours journey, on the way, carry a Quran or some Durood Sharif Kitab. And continuously, you must take a gift, read and take the gift for Rasulullah sallallahu. You go and visit someone, what you take? You take some bhikhai, some gift from here to Pakistan, from here to India, from here to Bangladesh. You take so much gift for your family. We are going to visit a greater person among the insan, leader of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and the leader of the Malaika, and we call like Allah had. After Allah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, respect beside Allah. Allah, Nabi alayhi salam ka darja, the respect and dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, most everybody. We are going to visit him. What gift are you going to take for him? Is it some mithai? No! The gift of the Quran, the gift of Durr Sharif, subhanallah. Imam Al-Jabi rahmatullah alayhi said, as I mentioned to you before, he started journey from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. He completed Quran 16 times. He said, this is a gift for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Completed Quran 16 times. Alhamdulillah. Or take Durus Sharif kitab. Or if you know Durus Sharif, so many Durus Sharif. You can learn from Durus Sharif by heart. So take some kitab and start reading from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. Make intention. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. I'm taking the gift of Durus Sharif, O Quran, O Zikrullah, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you enter in Medina Munawwara, respect the city of Medina Munawwara. Respect the city of Medina. Respect. If you don't have respect of the city of beloved Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you won't get nothing. You will come empty hand. Very, very important. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, I never ride in my life in Makkah Mukarrama. I never sat on any animal like camel or horse or donkey in Madina Munawwara until I was living in Madina. کیوں میں ایسی سواری پر بیٹھوں اور بیٹھ کر سفر کروں یہاں سے وہاں جاؤں جہاں پر اور میری سواری کا قدم ایسی جگہ گرے جہاں پر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم مبارک گرے ہوئے ہو. حضرت مولانا نانوتوی رحمت اللہ علیہ, when he was traveling from مکہ مکرمہ to مدینہ منورہ, he reached to the place of Bir Ali. He took his shoe out. Sun cloth, Allah patrili zameen hai, chappal nahi, shoes nahi, chalna shuru kiya. His student said to him, his murid said to him, Hazrat, you cannot walk without shoe, itne zyada patthar hai, stone, you cannot walk. Farmaya, main qasim, shoe pehen kar chalu, us jagah par, jahan par mere nabi ke qadam gire hui hai. Respect of Medina Munawwara is so important. Suno meri baat. Jab Medina mein daakil ho, is halat mein daakil ho, is halat mein daakil ho, ke hamare zindagi ke koi gunah ke liye toba baaki, yani har gunah par toba kar chuke ho. Matlab toba, proper toba, repent, turn towards Allah, make toba, then you enter in Medina Munawwara. Badan par koi guna na ho. Waise hi aadmi haj parta hai. Agar haj mabrur hai, Allah ki qasam, namaz nahi chhodi, zikrullah karta raha, kisi se lada nahi aur khwahishat ki baatein ki nahi, Allah ki qasam, uska haj mabrur ban jata hai. حج مبرور کس کو کہتے ہیں؟ جس کے بدن کے سارے گناہ ہی اللہ پاک نے ختم کر دیا ہو, اس کی جزا سوائے جنت کی کچھ نہیں ہے. اس حالت میں جب یہ مدینہ منورہ داخل ہو رہا ہے, اپنے کمرے پر چلا جائے, غسل کر لے. دو غسل کرنا ہے, میں نے پہلے بھی کہا, ایک اپنا ظاہری غسل کر لے, کپڑے بدل لے, اور اندر جانے سے پہلے نبی علیہ السلام کے مواجہ شریف ان کے چہرے کے سامنے, چہرے مبارک کے سامنے کھڑے ہونے سے پہلے دل سے توبہ کرے, اے اللہ میں کہاں کھڑا ہونے کے لیے جا رہا ہوں. اگر جاری نہیں ہے تو توبہ کر لے, اے اللہ آج سے میں نیت کرتا ہوں, میں تیرے نبی کی فرمان تو ہے کہ چہرے پر داری ہو, یہ واجب ہے, سارا امام کے یہاں واجب ہے, میں نیت کرتا ہوں کہ آج کے بعد اب جا کر میں داری رکھوں گا. پروپر نیت کر لے, جتنی بھی چیزیں ہیں, اب میں شراب نہیں پیوں گا, اب میں زنا نہیں کروں گا, ساری توبہ کرنے کے بعد پھر مسجد نبوی میں انٹر ہو, دعا پڑھ لے جو دعا میں نے سکھائی تھی حرم میں انٹر ہونے کی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, والصلاة والسلام على رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اللہم افتح لی ابواب رحمتی. پڑھ کر پھر جہاں جگہ ملے وہاں دو رکعت, پرفارم ٹو رکعت آف نماز, وی ایور یو گیٹ پلیس ان مسجد نبوی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. If you get placed in Riyadul Jannah,
jiski carpet green color ki hai, different color hai, then other remain carpet.
Wahan agar jagah mil jaye, to Allahu Akbar, Nur Nala Nur. This is the path of Jannah. Place of Jannah. ما بين بيتي ومنبري روضة من رياض الجنة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي عليه السلام says between my house wherever نبي عليه السلام آرام فرما رہے ہیں from there to منبر of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the between the place is called رياض الجنة علماء states the many different opinions some of the says this place is brought from Jannah. This place has brought from Jannah. That's why it's called Rawzatum min Riyazul Jannah. Path of the Jannah. Some ulama said, some scholar explained, this is the place, Rawzatum min Riyazul Jannah. If you perform namaz day, this place will be taken away from this dunya. The entire world will be destroyed. But this place will take away, like Hajar Aswad, and the place, the Maqam Ibrahim, the stone of Maqam Ibrahim, and this place also will be taken away again in Jannah. Jo aadmi isme baith kar zikrullah karega, isme namaz padega, wo jagah uske liye Jannah mein, Allah ke samne, wo jagah uske liye gawahi degi. That place will be evidence for him on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's called Riyadul Jannah. Hamare Hazrat Maulana Shabri Sahab Thani Ali Rahma, MashaAllah, he mentioned such a good thing. He said, Riyadul Jannah mein, tum namaz parlo, to you kaho, Allah, tere nabi ka parman hai, tere nabi ka parman hai, ke jab Allah ek martaba jannat mein dakhil kar deta hai, wo phir jannat se bahir nahi nikalta hai. Hey Allah, this is a part of the jannat, I am entering the path of the Jannah. Hey Allah, jab ek martaba main yahan dakhil ho gaya, qiyamah mein bhi mujhe Jannah mein dakhil kar dena. After that, from Babu Salam, slowly, with respect and adab. Remember, the ayat I recited in front of you, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, iza nadaytumur rasul, فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا. That was revealed. The time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, Allah said, oh you believe, if you want to talk to Allah ta'ala, if you want to talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you talk, you must give some charity. Then you talk to my beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah. فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ. بعد میں حکم تو منسوخ ہو گیا. علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says that I was the first person to practice on this ayah, that I gave charity, then I went to visit Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. But still the ayah still remaining in the Quran Kareem, we can practice as a battle. Subhanallah. حضرت مولانا زکریہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, whenever he was entering to read Salat or Salam, he was giving first charity, then he was going by the Rose Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His murid said, one day we counted how much money he gave in the path of Allah all together in one journey. He says approximately was 10,000 riyal. 10,000 riyal he gave as a charity, and he was going every time to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By riwayaton mein aata hai, jab aadmi sadqa deta hai, musibatein, balaein, Allah ka gussa thanda ho jata hai, musibatein chal jati hai. اور اس سے بڑھ کر کیا مصیبت کہ اگر نبی علیہ السلام ہم سے ناراض ہے, اگر تم صدقہ دو گے اللہ بھی راضی, رسول بھی راضی ہو جائیں گے, پھر سلام پڑھو, اس کا اثر ہمیں نظر آئے گا. پھر ادب کے ساتھ رسپیکٹ, and you must go towards the face مبارکہ of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. If it's too much crowd. Do not push each other. Walk slowly. If there is no time, or for example, it's too crowded, and the responsible people telling you to get out, to go out, slowly, slowly. Do not discuss with them. Do not fight with them. Because it's a responsibility. Hai. Logon ko aista aista bahir nikalna hai. Adab ke saath parna, even though a little bit, that'll be better than to push somebody and to fight in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to recite salat al-salam so simple, so easy. He was saying first, As-salamu alayk, ayyuhan nabi, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayk, ayyuhan nabi, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then he was moving a little bit ahead and he was saying, As-salamu alayk, ya Sayyidina Abi Bakr, Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He was moving, saying, As-salamu alayk, ya Abi, because Umar was his father, radiallahu ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Umar was reading Salatul Salam, sometimes so simple. If you got place and there is no crowd, you can stand and read how much you can read. With respect, Hamare Hazrat farmate the, ke jab tak tumhara badan hazir hai, badan to hazir hai, dil hazir hai, wahan tak Salatul Salam paro. Jab tumhara dimag idhar udhar ghumne lage, and you moving your eyes just like that light. Your eyes, your heart is not present by the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you move out. Hame to salam parna hai, huzuri ke saath, ke badan to hazir hai, dil bhi hazir ho. Phir salam par kar nikal ja. Aur jab kabhi mauka mile, Riyadul Jannah mein, wherever you get place, namaz paro, aur time mile. Time to kya? We have to go back. We have to go where? Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah. There are so many ahadith about Jannatul Baqi. Kon kon soye hai wahan? Kon kon soye hai? Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu's grave is there. We have to read salam there. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, uncle Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Fuffi, three Fuffi are sleeping there. Also, Nabi alayhi salam's daughter, one revived Hazrat Fatima, and the remain, Zainab, Umme Kulsoom, and Ruqayya, and the nine wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are sleeping in Jannatul Baqi. The beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, is there. Must enter. Read salam upon them and send isale sawab for them. They give lot of sacrifice for us. Lot of sacrifice. You can't even think about it. That's why the iman reached today to us and to our family. And inshallah, the iman is going to remain till the day of Qiyamah. Because of their sacrifice. Allah Paak hame amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Jab jagah mile, jahan jagah mile, namazein padhein. Uski liye Bukhari Sharif ki riwayat hai, Salatun fi masjidi haza. Meri is masjid mein namaz padhna 1000 namaz ke barabar sawab hai. Like 1000 namaz reward. Another riwayat of Tabrani says 50,000 namaz. Bukhari says 1000 namaz reward. Just to perform one namaz. Ismid. Apni faraz namaz ko miss na kare. Jamaat ke saath pare. One more riwayat mentioned. If you perform 40 namaz with jamaat in Madina Munawwara, in Masjid Nabawi, Allah Ta'ala jahannam se hame bari kar dete hain, azab se bari kar dete hain, aur nifaq se bari kar dete hain. Allah Paak, jo log haji abhi sande ko jane wale hain, اللہ ان کے لیے بھی آسان فرمائے. بہت سارے حاجی ہمارے یہاں سے ہماری مسجد سے جانے والے ہیں, اللہ دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو حج مبرور حج مقبول نصیب فرمائے, ان کا جانا آسان فرمائے, ارکان کو آسان فرمائے. اللہ ہم سب کو بار 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 حرمین شریفین کی زیارت نصیب فرمائے, اور جو لوگ وہاں پہنچ چکے ہیں اللہ ان کے حجوں کو قبول فرمائے, اور ان کی دعاؤں میں اللہ ہمارا حصہ بھی نصیب فرمائے. واخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین. Thank you.